Oasis Audio presents Time Has Come by Jim Baker and Ken Abraham, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Chapter 1. The Dawning. Sunday morning dawned unusually quiet on the rocky, sparsely populated island. Not that the burly Roman guards cared one way or the other. One day was the same as the next to them, another opportunity to badger and abuse the prisoners under their domination, as the overlords mercilessly extracted every bit of work possible from their wards. The mineral mines and rock quarries were the only reason Rome cared about the isolated, barren turtle of terrain stuck out in the Aegean Sea. That, and the fact the rugged island, 35 nautical miles from the tiny island of Miletus, the closest dry land, and approximately 55 miles from the major seaport at Ephesus on the southern coastline of Asia Minor, made for an ideal penal colony. The deep and rough waters surrounding Patmos limited access to ferry boats and frigates. It was a virtually inescapable island where the forced labor crews had but two alternatives: work or die. The guards needed no weapons to corral and control the criminals in their charge, but they kept an iron boot on the throats of the prisoners. Few men banished to the dreaded isle ever left alive. The grueling, arduous life on Patmos might drive young men insane, but for older men, such as John Bar Zebedee, who had lived for nearly a century, it was meant to be unbearable. Sometimes the torturous punishment perversely meted out on Patmos caused even conscious, seared, jaded soldiers to grimace. John Bar Zebedee was not dangerous. What was his crime? He hadn't killed anyone. He was no threat to anyone. He certainly was no thief. Even on this godforsaken rock, the old man gave away more of the foul, bug-infested food grudgingly dished up to prisoners than he ate himself. So he'd written a record of a so-called Christ, a Messiah, Jesus they called him, a man the Romans had crucified half a century ago. John was convinced this criminal had risen from the dead and was still alive. Was that cause for him to be banished? Apparently, the emperor deemed the old man's public statements as seditious, even treasonous. Since Domitian had come to the throne in AD 81, the emperor had become increasingly obsessed with power. Now, almost 15 years later, he referred to himself as a god and demanded worship from everyone in his domain. Anyone who refused to acknowledge Caesar as lord was severely beaten, tortured, or banished to a work camp until he or she recanted or dropped dead. John had refused to bow to the emperor, and he had steadfastly proclaimed absolute allegiance to only one lord, the one to whom he had committed his life, this Jesus. In addition to his writings about the life of Christ, John's defiance of the emperor's egomaniacal edict had landed the aged apostle on the desolate rock known as Patmos. For nearly 18 months, he had existed here on meager allotments of bread and brackish water. His simple linen and wool robes had long ago become a patchwork of rags that barely shielded his body from the scorching sun during the day or the fierce cold of the sea air at night. Old John trudged over mounds of stone, lugging heavy loads of mineral rock. Accustomed to rigorous work, his strength rivaled that of men 30 years his junior. He was much stronger than he appeared, not simply because of good genes and good living, but because he seemed to draw on an inner reserve the other prisoners lacked. Once, though, he tripped, lost his footing, and fell onto some sharp-edged rocks, slicing open his leg. Pain rippled through his leg as blood coursed from the open wound. "Come on, old man," a guard roared, unsheathing his sword and clanking it against a wagon filled with stones. "Get up! It's not time to rest yet." The sentinel roughly kicked John in the back, jolting the old man onto the sharp rocks again. More blood. John knew better than to remain on all fours. The guard's next kick would be to his head. The gray-haired elder stumbled to his feet, doubled over from the pain in his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?